give me the word. Make it plain and clear to me. Give me the word. It's a light that I might see. Give me the word.
Give me the word, an outreach of Restoration Church Valcarron. Visit us online at restorechurch.ca. Now let's join Pastor Jeff Edwards as he brings us a word of encouragement, hope, and restoration for today.
Good morning, God bless. This is Jeff Edwards. Thank you for tuning in to Give Me the Word broadcast. Remember, Give Me the Word is brought to you to help establish you in faith, to settle you, to put you beyond doubt, and bring you into a favorable position. I want you to get excited about what's going on right now in your life. You know, we've just come through Resurrection Sunday weekend, and I'll tell you, I know many, many people are very excited about their faith. Can I tell you something about being excited about your faith? There's an inspiration and a motivation, but then there's the grabbing a hold of it and being diligent to press forward. Your breakthrough is going to happen as you step forward in faith, as you grab a hold of the Word of God, as you bring down strongholds, and as you build up yourself on your most holy faith, the Word of God says, by praying in the Spirit and also by bringing every thought captive to Christ. I want you to get a hold of the fact that your breakthrough is not just going to happen. You're going to be part of why that breakthrough is happening. We've taught you about breakthrough, that breakthrough momentum begins when you recognize that what you do on a daily basis matters. If you're sowing, grumbling, murmuring, complaining, doubt, and fear, then that is exactly what you're going to reap. Because the Bible says in Galatians 6:7, for whatever a man sows, that he will also reap. If you decide to change that outlook and begin to sow blessing, love, and encouragement, then it's going to shift the spiritual atmosphere over you. And that's what I'm praying for right now, is that there would be a shift of the atmosphere around you, that you would be shifting gears just like you do on a car, that you can shift from first gear into second gear into third gear, and you can shift into breakthrough. I'm saying right now to you that it's time to shift into the next stage of your breakthrough. Recognizing what you're doing on a daily basis is crucial. And then get a hold of the things that you need to change and become aware of how you think. You know, many people don't think about what they're thinking about. Folks, you know, some of the keys to breakthrough are very simple. You've got to think about what you're thinking about. Remember, the Bible says in Proverbs 23:7, for as he thinks in his heart, so is he. You've got to understand what's going on in your life. What you do on a daily basis matters. What you say on a daily basis matters. What you're thinking on a daily basis matters. And remember, keep on keeping on. What do I mean by that? Keep moving ahead. Keep being diligent in your faith. Keep pressing into the things of God. Keep being faithful. Because remember, through faith and patience, you'll inherit the promise. And I like what Brother Copeland says. He said, those are the power twins, faith and patience. And patience isn't just putting up with things and tolerating things. Patience is consistency no matter what. You see, when you're speaking and declaring the Word of God, for the Word tells us not to be moved by what we see, not to be moved by what we hear, not to be moved by what we feel, but to be only allow ourselves to be moved by the Word of God. So when you're consistent in that, no matter what goes on, you're speaking the Word. No matter what goes on, you're declaring the good things. No matter what goes on, you are taking steps. That's right. The Bible says the steps of the righteous are ordered of the Lord. So we need to recognize that it's God working in us and through us. We need to recognize that God drives the enemy out little by little so that we could hold the land. And as we examine ourselves to see, as the Word of God says, where we be in faith. You know, many times people don't recognize they're operating one realm of faith, and another realm they're operating in fear, and the two are not connecting and they're not seeing the breakthrough that they could. You know, folks, we've got to be consistent in how we're thinking, our daily responses to things. We've got to be consistent in being patient, and we'll see what God has for us. We've covered about strongholds and fortresses, and we've learned that from the Word of God, the Bible tells us to bring every thought subject to Christ. For our weapons are mighty through God, through the pulling down of strongholds. But yet we've also learned that we can create a fortress. A mighty fortress is our God. So there are some things that need to be brought down, and there are some things that need to be erected in our life. This is how breakthrough happens. You know, there is nothing impossible with God. When we've identified the barrier, If you do not know what is stopping you, you cannot overcome it or eliminate it. Often we are the cause of our own obstacles, and we continue to keep digging a deeper hole. The first rule of holes is, if you are in one, stop digging. You need to know what mountain to speak to. The Bible says to speak unto that mountain, say unto that mountain, be right there. Be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in their heart, but only believe. God wants you to live a life of victory, and He causes us to triumph in Christ. I love what Vince Lombardi, the great NFL coach, football coach, said years ago. He said, winning is not a sometime thing. It's an all-the-time thing. You don't win once in a while. You don't do things right once in a while. You do them right all the time. Winning is a habit. And then he made this statement. Unfortunately, so is losing. That's why you've got to get a hold of your daily routine. You've got to get a hold of what you're thinking about. You got to get a hold of staying in faith and being consistent no matter what goes on. The Apostle Paul said it this way, now thanks be unto God, who always causes us to triumph in Christ and make manifest the savor of his knowledge by us in every place, 2 Corinthians 2:14. You know, there's a smell of victory that comes forth. When you begin to, as I like to say it this way, get little wins on life's journey. You don't go out and all of a sudden get the big win. You get the little wins that make it capable for you to get the ultimate victory and stand in the place that God has for you. David was anointed. Then David went and worked with the sheep, continued to work with the sheep. He was faithful where he was. It says in the Word of God that David slew the lion and he slew the bear. And then when it came time to take the giant down, David wasn't afraid. He'd learned to trust in his God, and he'd learned that God was forever faithful, and he learned that God is a covenant-keeping God, and that when the enemy comes against the plan of God, it comes against the covenant of God. And I want you to know that David got the victory over the giant. He got the victory. I want you to get the victory. I want you to get the breakthrough. I want you to see that many times it's not just about being born again. It's not just about being saved. It's about allowing that salvation to take every area of our life and transform it. You've got to begin seeing yourself as God sees you. As I said, now thanks be unto God who always causes us to triumph. You know, in Christ, I want you to say that right now, in Christ. That means that I am an equal participant with the triumph of Jesus Christ. In Christ. In Christ. God sees us in Christ. I like to say it this way. If you're not impressed with who you are in Christ, you just haven't seen Him lately. Oh, you're absolutely incredible. You were born into victory. You were born into royalty. You know, you are the head and not the tail, above and not beneath. You know, God has created you, and it says that whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. And this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith, our personal trust and reliance on Jesus Christ. If you're a believer, then you need to understand, if you see yourself struggling and weak and just a beggar, you're barely going to get by. You've got to see yourself as Christ sees you, the beginning of the victory, the beginning of the breakthrough in your life, the beginning of the turnaround in your life, the beginning of seeing the manifestation of being victorious comes from changing the way you think about yourself. God always makes you to win. Just say that. God always causes me to win. There is victory in Jesus. Oh, the great song, Victory Through Christ. In 1 Corinthians chapter 15 and verse 57, it says it this way, but thanks be to God, which gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. The victory through Jesus. Thanks be unto God. Colossians 3:15 says, and let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to the which also you are called in one body, and be ye thankful. How very much we have to be thankful for. Oh, listen to what it says in James 1:17. Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above, and cometh down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places. In Psalm 116, verse 12, it says, what shall I render unto the Lord for all his benefits towards us? He gives us the victory. There's a ring to the word victory that is appealing to all of us. Matter of fact, you know, I had a friend that for many, many years rode a victory motorcycle. And see, we like victory. We love seeking the victory. We love it when our team wins. What is the victory that you and I have? We have victory over the power of sin. See, over the power of sin. Listen to this. John 1:29. The next day John seeth Jesus coming unto him and saith, Behold the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world. Luke 24:46-47 said unto them, Thus it is written, For thus it behooved Christ to suffer and to rise from among the dead the third day, and in that repentance and remission of sin should be preached in his name among all nations, beginning at Jerusalem. Acts 13:38-39 says, Be it known unto you, therefore, men and brethren, that through this man is preached unto you the forgiveness of sin. And by him all that believe are justified from all things from which we could not be justified by the law of Moses. Folks, you need to get a hold of something here. There is a righteousness by the grace of God. There is a righteousness by Jesus Christ. There is a victory in Jesus Christ. You'll never know if you're going to stay trapped under the mindset of law and legalism, because you'll never be free. God wants you to be free. And in the knowing of Jesus Christ and the knowledge of Jesus Christ and what he's done for you and who he's created you to be, he has forgiven you. He paid the price for all your sin, all your shortcoming, all your failure. He's provided for you and me a relationship with the Lord that sets us free and empowers us in this life. We have victory. We have redemption through his blood. That means full payment. Redemption is such a very powerful, powerful thing when we understand about redemption. You know, that redemption is means we were bought back. Well, their debt has been canceled in the name of Jesus. Debt's been canceled. We have peace with God. We have peace with God. Don't worry about anything. Instead, pray about everything. Tell God your needs, and don't forget to thank him for his answers. If you do this, you will experience God's peace, which is far more wonderful than the human mind can understand. His peace will keep your thoughts and your hearts quiet and at rest as you trust in Christ Jesus. Philippians 4:6-7. You have the victory of peace with God. You have the victory that you have provision from God. God tells us in Philippians 4:19, And my God will meet all your needs according to the riches in glory in Christ Jesus. Romans 8:32 says, He who did not spare his own son, but gave him up for us all, how will he not also along with him graciously give us all things? Oh, when you realize if you're facing a need in your life, call upon the name of the Lord and remind him that you are his covenant child and that he has promised to meet all of your needs. Don't worry about everything. Pray about everything. And thank him by faith, since you gave Jesus your life. And since you started following him, he promises to meet all of your need. God promises us victory of power in our life. We have the power to get the breakthrough in our life. We just have to recognize that the power comes by the yielding to God and by the following what God says. It says in Matthew 28:28, Jesus has been given all power and authority in heaven and on earth. And he had delegated that a power and authority to us as followers. He wants us to use it to advance the kingdom, to heal, to bring healing, deliverance, and breakthrough into people's lives. Listen to what it says in Luke 24:49. I'm going to send to you what my Father has promised, but stay in the city until you are clothed with power from on high. Acts 1:8 says, But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes to you upon you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem, in Judea, Samaria, and to the ends of the earth. Matthew 10:7-8 says, As you go, proclaim this message. The kingdom of heaven has come near. Heal the sick. Raise the dead. Cleanse those who have leprosy. Drive out demons. Freely you have received, freely give. Jesus has commanded us to go into all the world and share the good news of his salvation with every single person, to love and forgive others, even our enemies, just as he did, to bring healing and power and do the greater works that the Bible says we can do to set people free from oppression and the influence of their spiritual enemy, to make disciples of all who will turn to Jesus Christ, to meet the needs of those we meet. Work for justice and righteousness and become fishers of men. This is what he has asked of us to do. This is what he has empowered us to do. This is what that power and authority from God. You see, we are the church. The church is a Greek word, ekklesia, and that word ekklesia is not just the called out. It was the called out with a particular assignment and power and authority to do it in the region that they're there. You see, if you're a local church, then God has commissioned and assigned you. He's given you authority and power. If you are part of a local church, then you have been given authority and power to carry forth that mission. I want you to get a hold of this right now. He wants us to be his witnesses. He wants us to act like Jesus. You see, we have been given the victory of divine protection from God. Psalm 34, verse 7 says, "The angel of the Lord encamps round about those who fear him, and he delivers them." And Isaiah 54, verse 17 says, "No weapon formed against you shall prosper, and every tongue which rise against you in judgment you shall condemn. This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and their righteousness is from me, says the Lord." You got to get a hold of this breakthrough. You got to get a hold of, as you're identifying key arenas of, I'm not thinking like I should. You know, I need to become free in Jesus Christ and allow this relationship to transform my life. God wants you to get the victory of his presence in everything you do. He says in Matthew 28, verse 10, "I am with you always, even to the end of the age." Hebrews 13, 5 says, "Never will I leave you, never will I forsake you." You're not alone. I know it may appear to be that way, but you're not alone. Jesus is with you. And can I tell you something? You and Jesus in any situation makes a majority. You can count on him. He'll never leave you. He'll never forsake you. We have the victory whenever we stop and remind ourselves he is there with us. No enemy, no spiritual force can stand in his presence very long. We grow bold and we spiritually win whenever we are conscious of his presence. He is always right there for you. The victory of overcoming the devil's power and influence. These are victories. I know I'm calling them victories, but folks, I could just as easy say breakthroughs in your life. The Bible says in James 4, 7, "Submit yourselves therefore to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you." Remember, one of the key things I've told you is what you do on a daily basis. How do you think about yourself? Are you standing in faith in the name of Jesus? Are you submitted to God? Submit yourself to God. Resist the devil. See, many people submit to God, and in that act of submission is automatic resistance. That's right. In the act of submission is automatic resistance. Why? Because as you submit to God, you're allowing God to flow through you, and you're beginning to walk in the Spirit and not according to the flesh. And when you walk in the Spirit, you begin seeing and saying things differently. You begin to act like Jesus. And can I tell you what? You resist the devil just the same way Jesus did. He took the Word of God, and he said, "It is written. It is written." You see, our submission to God is learning to walk in the Spirit and to walk in the Spirit. Jesus said, you know, "The words that I speak, they are spirit and they are life." The Apostle Paul says that this way, you can sow to the Spirit or you can sow to the flesh. You see, this word is so powerful. That's why, get a hold of it. Listen to this. You know, it is God that crushes the enemy under your feet. Listen, Romans 16, 20, "The God of peace will soon crush Satan under your feet." Oh, start rejoicing right now. Say, this is the last time I'm going to put up with this. You know, when the children of Israel were crossing the Red Sea, Moses, they hit a point of breakthrough that their God told them that this is the last time you'll deal with this. I know some of us have dealt with things year after year, time after time after time, but there's a day coming. There's a breakthrough coming. There's a point of time coming, and I speak into your life prophetically that there are many people that you've been faithful, you've been consistent, you've been believing God, you've been holding on, you've been patient, and you've come to the point that this enemy will trouble you no more, that this giant is going down and he will never trouble you again. That your Pharaoh is going to get under the Red Sea and is going to be wiped away. And you will sing the song of deliverance and breakthrough. And you will go on into the next place that God has for you today. There's going to be a place in the name of Jesus that your enemy will no longer bother you. You'll get the victory in that arena of your life. And you'll go on and get victories in many other arenas. But there's one particular arena that you've been struggling in. You say, "Lord, I've been struggling in my health, or I've been struggling in my finances, or I've been struggling in a relationship." You'll never know victory until you know the struggle. But I'm telling you right now, breakthrough. I'm telling you right now, I'm speaking prophetically into your life that as you've submitted yourselves to God, as you've been patient, as you've been walking in faith, as you've been believing, if you've been sowing to righteousness, that you are coming to the point in time that that victory is yours and the enemy will not again bother you in that arena of life. 1 John 5:4-5 says, "For whatever is born of God overcomes the world, and this is the victory that has overcome the world, even our faith." Who is he that overcomes the world? Only the one who believes. Can I ask you a question? Do you believe this morning? Do you believe in what I'm talking about in breakthrough? Do you believe in what I'm talking about in getting the momentum of your breakthrough? You've got to recognize what's going on inside of your thoughts, and you've got to deal with it on a daily basis, that you have to act in faith, that you need to be submitted to God. And that brings automatic resistance. See, we're looking, how do we resist the devil when we're still trying to live the way we want to live? No. Live the way that God has called us to live. Flow in the Spirit. Get a hold of the Word of God. And you'll see that your life will begin to change and you'll get the breakthrough. You'll get the healing. There'll be breakthrough in your healing today. I say that right now in the name of Jesus. There are some that are going to get that breakthrough today in their healing. 1 Peter 2:24 says, "He himself bore our sins in his body on the cross so that we might die to sins and live for righteousness. By his wounds you have been healed." You know, there's an incredible book that is written by Keith Moore, and it's on healing, and he makes it available to everyone that would want it, and it's God's provision for your healing. You know, I deal with a lot of people, and the things that people need, that they're struggling with, one of the biggest things they're struggling with is to get healing, spirit, soul, and body. And many times they just don't have the foundation of faith and the foundation of God's Word to see that it is God's will to heal. I want to get that into your hands today. If you'll call me, 705-588-7600, leave a message on the line if I'm not available, but say, "I want that book by Keith Moore on provision for healing." I'll give you the website. You can go to it. I'll send you a PDF version of it and his contact information, because he's made it free to all who want it. You can go online to his website yourself and get it if you want it. I believe it's morelife.org. But get a hold of us and we'll make sure you get it. How about healing? Do you need a healing? Do you know somebody that needs a healing? Have you been standing and believing God for healing? Well, folks, maybe you need a foundation of God's Word. Maybe you need to adjust how you're thinking. Maybe that breakthrough that God wants to get and that victory he wants you to walk into, today is the day that the enemy no longer will bother you because you're changing something in the way you think. The spiritual atmosphere is shifting right now. You've moved from a mindset of fear to a mindset of faith. You've moved to a mindset that I'm going to submit myself to God, and that's going to resist the enemy. I'm going to grab hold of the Word of God. God wants you to walk in this victory and see what will happen, that you can have healing in every arena of your life, spirit, soul, and body. God's provision for your healing. It's a mini book. Like I said, we'll get it to you. Contact us at 705-588-7600 or go on to the web at restorechurch.ca and request it. We'll get you the information on it. And thank you for those that respond and get in touch with us and let us know and ask for our request. And we'd like to encourage you to help us go all across the north. Remember, you know, we're every month in multiple cities. The third Sunday of the month, which is the 15th, we're in Sault Ste. Marie, Destiny Christian Center. You know, come join us. Be part of our radio listening audience there. Bring someone out. And on the fourth Sunday night of the month, every month, the 22nd of this month, we'll be at First Baptist right there on Castle Streets with Pastor Wilbert Zavin. And I'll tell you, what an incredible time we've been having as we go across the north bringing the Word of God and bringing victory and breakthrough into people's lives. Get a hold of the victory that God has for you. You can overcome the devil's power and influence in your life as you submit yourself to God. You can receive your healing. You say, "Pastor Jeff, does God want everyone healed?" Yes, I believe he does. I believe the scripture speaks perfectly to that. You say, "Pastor Jeff, I know people have believed that and they haven't received their healing." I know many more that have and have received their healing. Sometimes, folks, you got to recognize. Get a hold of the Word of God. Don't allow your mindset and your strongholds and your experiences to dictate the truth of God's Word. The Bible says he sent his Word and healed them. The Bible says that by his stripes we were healed. Folks, healing is an important part of what Jesus Christ did for us at Calvary. Get a hold of it. Would you begin to praise God? Would you begin to live in joy today? Would you begin to just thank God? It's pure joy. The Bible says we are to rejoice and give thanks to the Lord no matter what's going on in our life. The Bible tells us in Nehemiah 8:10, the joy of the Lord becomes our strength. The Bible tells us that the power and victory of the cross becomes ours and impacts our everyday existence when we give great praise to God and choose to live in God's joy. Folks, let's make the North the most joyful place in Canada. You know, when I say the North, I speak to this great North all the way from Mattawa to North Bay to Greater Sudbury to Sundridge to Elliott Lake to Manitoulin to Timmins and to Sault Ste. Marie. Boy, this network just keeps growing. Folks, we love you. God loves you. Victory is yours. Would you walk into the breakthrough? Would you be part of the breakthrough that God wants to bring in your life? Would you recognize that God wants to unlock that breakthrough and He's given you the keys right here as we're talking to you? You have the keys of victory. Would you keep your focus on Jesus? Would you listen to the word that God has delivered you today and examine yourself to see whether you be in the faith? Perhaps you're listening to this and you say, Pastor Jeff, I'm getting pretty excited right now about getting my victory. I'm getting pretty excited right now about getting my breakthrough. Good. Now the next step. The next step is simple. Follow through. Follow through on submitting yourself to the Lord. Follow through on growing in the knowledge of the Lord. Follow through on the action that God has said. Follow through. And to change the way that you're thinking, follow through. That's the difference in so many people's success and failures, is the follow through. I want you to follow through today. I want you to make the declarations of faith over your life. I want you to declare the goodness and mercy of God over your life. I want you to declare the favor of God over your life. Declare that no weapon formed against you can prosper. Declare that you are more than a conqueror. Declare that you're not intimidated by the enemy and you have a sound mind and you're full of fearless courage. Declare that God is opening the windows of blessing over your life. Declare that you're not weary in well-doing. Declare that you are valuable because of who Jesus Christ has made you to be. Declare this, you're right with God. Declare this, that you are going to see the love of God flow into your life, through your life, and upon your life. Declare this, I am receiving supernatural strength and encouragement from God. Declare this, I will be fruitful and multiply. Declare that Satan has no power over me, and I've been delivered from the exercise power of darkness and translated in the kingdom of God's dear Son. Declare that you've been equipped for every good work that God has planned for you to do. Declare that there is nothing lacking, missing, or broken in your life, and you are whole and complete in Christ. And declare this, that anything that has ever been stolen from you is being restored, and you are pursuing, overtaking, and getting everything back that the enemy has had. And declare this, I am healed of the Lord. I walk in divine health and wholeness. I have a sound mind, strong spirit, and a healthy body. Declare that I am the head and not the tail. I am above and not beneath. And everything I put my hand to will prosper in the name of Jesus. Those declarations begin to build a fortress on the inside of you and your spirit and in your mind that protect you and strengthen you and that allow you to walk forward in great faith, and it also resists the enemy. As you're submitting to God, you're resisting the enemy. And can I tell you what? It's also pulling down every stronghold that would stand against what Jesus Christ has done for you. Folks, this is the victory that we have in Jesus Christ. This is Jeff Edwards saying thank you very much for tuning in to Give Me the Word. I'd like to encourage you, go online and visit us at restorechurch.ca. If you'd like a copy of the God's Provision for Your Healing, if you'll get a hold of us on the website or call 705-588-7600, we'll get you the information so that you can get a copy of that free mini book. It's by Keith Moore, God's Provision for Your Healing. He wants to see you blessed. He wants to see you healed, whole, and restored. This is Jeff Edwards. If you don't have a church home and you're in the greater Sudbury area, come join us on Sunday morning right here in the Valley, 1621 Valley View Road. We'd love to see you and pray with you and meet you. Or go to some Bible-based church this weekend all across the North and increase the body of Christ. Share the good news of Jesus Christ and let's see someone's life changed by the gospel. We love you. God loves you. And remember this, Jesus is risen. Victory is assured.
Give me the word.
Thank you for tuning in to Give Me the Word with Pastor Jeff. For more faith-building messages and resources, visit us online at restorechurch.ca. Remember, Jesus is risen. Victory is assured.
Give Me the Word, sponsored by Neocon, for all your Poured Foundation needs. Call 969-1626.